some of the regular Eminem's father, Image, but his father. Uh-huh. Image's father.
And the same with his behavior, if the father's got a bad temper and the boy's got a bad temper.
What did he say? He took it at his father.
Uh-huh. And the woman that helps the child at birth in the old days,
called Granny.
Granny?
Granny on big wife. Mm-hmm. That's what grandmother was when she got killed.
If a city person comes to the country, what are the country people calling behind his back? Somebody comes from China, quite active, and puts on airs.
They call him a city dude.
City dude? If a country person goes to the town, town people might not like him, they call him
Stigma?
Call him Stigma.
Stigma? And do you ever hear this word, hoocher? He ain't nothing but an old country hoocher.
Yes, sir.
Is that used anymore? Or?
You don't hear it like you used to. You used to hear it just like, you know, you're a nigger now like you used to a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
Get out from that now.
How'd they used to say it? Was it hoosier or hoosier?
Oh, well, as hoogie as wild as it is, I can get to it.
Uh-huh.
I had a certain class of people called him a hoogie.
Uh-huh.
But they call most all dark-skinned people, they call all of them a nigger. They're not as bad as that now.
They don't call them that?
Not like they used to. Uh-huh. You hear the word every once in a while. Not very often you hear the word used now.
Mm-hmm. How do you usually refer to somebody else of your own race? You call him a...
Well, they used to call a colored man, but now I'm more say Negro. They're right here, the Negro, not the colored man or the black man.
Mm-hmm. And if you get mad at him, what do you call him?
Call him a nigger then.
You call him a nigger.
But it's not all a black man a nigger, though. If somebody don't grade, anything don't grade, that's a nigger.
I see. Mm-hmm. And you usually refer to people whose skin is white as just...
Well, you mostly call that, where they call one another most, we didn't call them that much, they called them a cracker. You're always a cracker, so whatever he come from, Florida or something, they call that you the word cracker, they what they call among themselves.
Is that kind of an insult, or suppose you got mad at a white man, what would you call him?
Well, they most call, I don't think it'd be an insult, they most just use that name.
Mm-hmm. Just, how would you insult a white man if you got mad at him? What's the worst thing you could call him?
Well, the fella ain't gonna do much of that round.
No, sir, he
gonna try to stay quiet on them lines round.
Mm-hmm. But if you call him a cracker, it wouldn't be necessary, he wouldn't get mad.
I don't think he wants you to call him a cracker, but they call him a cracker.
Yeah, he ain't getting mad about it.
In North Georgia, if you call him a redneck, they get mad. They don't like that word.
That's what you call the Yankees, ain't it?
Yes, yeah. Get rid of there's not too many Yankees down here. Suppose somebody had a fishing rod he liked and his son broke it. Carelessly, and the man had a fit. Say, man, he really got that man really got.
He was mad. I think he really got mad about it.
And if you've been working hard all day, by nighttime you'd say, man, I'm really
tired.
And if somebody becomes ill suddenly, you'd say he sure.
He's sick.
Did he get sick or did he take sick?
If they took sick.
Took sick in a hurry, huh?
Took sick.
And if you have a sick feeling here, you say you're
sick. Pain in the stomach?
Or sick in the stomach. And in the old days when you had a wedding and you wanted to tease the bride and groom, you get a cowbell and a wagon and